With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Mark Helprin was clearly upset during a publicity tour for his recent novel, A Soldier of the Great War. Helprin was smarting over a profile in the New York Times Sunday magazine.
It made me out to be a liar, and I'm not.
The article cast doubt on two incidents Helprin claimed were true, that he was nearly stabbed to death by a Pakistani in Jamaica, and that as a teenager he served with the British Merchant Navy. After the Times article, stories began to circulate about Mark Helprin's veracity.
My children remember, they came home from school, they're little children, they came home from school and they said, "Dada, why do you lie?" And that was what most made me angry.
So Helprin carried around with him an affidavit by a doctor confirming that he treated Helprin's stab wounds in Jamaica. Helprin also produced a ship's manifest indicating that he did serve on a British merchant ship.
If I were merely a writer of fiction, I suppose I could take it more in stride, but it also affects my credibility as a journalist.
Helprin is a contributing editor for the Wall Street Journal and is toying with the idea of running for the Republican senatorial nomination in the state of Washington.
Since I'm not the type of writer who likes to drink and be dissipated, I want to use the time, so I use the time in political studies and other things. I still haven't made up my mind about whether to do it or not. At this point, it doesn't look like I would win.
The wisdom of getting into politics is one thing, but Helprin's brilliance as a novelist is another. His extraordinary novel, A Soldier of the Great War, is the sweeping story of an Italian veteran of World War I, now on Avon paperback. Don Swaim, News Radio 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. In the year that followed the publication of Mark Helprin's controversial 1983 novel, Winter's Tale, Helprin and his wife bought an apartment in Brooklyn. An unscrupulous contractor gutted the place and then vanished, and Helprin started doing the construction work with his own hands.
He couldn't take rubble and dump it, and the apartment was filled full of rubble. In one corner, it went all the way up to the ceiling. So I had to sneak out at night with bags of rubble over my shoulders and carry them and throw them onto dumpsters.
One night, filthy and lugging two huge bags of rubble, Mark Helprin was stopped by the police.
The cop said to me, "Hey, you know, you." And I said, "What?" And he said, "What do you got in there?" And I looked up and I said, "I have all the gold of the East." And he said, "Put it down." And they got out of the car and everything. They were touching their guns and everything. And they looked, and they were looking through it. I said, "Would you like it? I'll give it to you if you want."
Then Mark Helprin's father died. His mother moved in with him. The Brooklyn apartment wasn't big enough, so Helprin decided to leave New York.
I wanted a place that was better for my children to grow up in, and that had good, strong economic prospects, and that was very physically beautiful.
The Helprin family moved to Seattle, where he completed work on his recent novel, A Soldier of the Great War, which moved quickly to the bestseller list. Mark Helprin is committed to life in Seattle.
When I come back to the East, it feels so strange, because everything is so crowded. It's like Bombay out there. The air is filthy.
A Soldier of the Great War has been republished in paperback by Avon. Don Swaim, News Radio 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Mark Helprin was 17 in 1964 and was traveling around Europe with a knapsack on his back. He found himself in a village in Italy where he walked into the train station.
There were peasants in there, women dressed in black, chickens in wooden cages. It was late at night, hot. People were spitting on the floor. It was really something out of a good movie.
The people in the station assumed that Helprin, with his blonde hair, was German. He saw an old man with one leg standing against the wall.
Flowing white hair, and he was in a white suit. He had one leg, and he was leaning against his crutches, and he had a row of medals over his heart.
The old man, thinking Helprin was German, stared at him with hatred.
I stared him back, and I didn't drop my eyes. And of course, it was a challenge to him. So we had a staring contest.
The staring match lasted until the train came, but by that time, the old man's expression changed.
At the end, it was a fatherly expression that he had, and he smiled at me.
Mark Helprin always wondered about that old man and how he became the way he was.
I've always been impressed by and interested in these old people who have great stories.
So more than 25 years later, Mark Helprin wrote a novel, A Soldier of the Great War, in which an old man, perhaps the same man in that small train station, recounts the drama of his life.
I wrote a book which could have been his story.
Mark Helprin's sprawling novel, A Soldier of the Great War, is rich in character and breathtaking in scope, now an Avon paperback. Don Swaim, News Radio 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.